All right, so download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Let's carry out. Here are today's top stories. President Trump became the first president to speak at the Value Voters Summit, put on by a Christian lobbying group that promotes traditional values. You know, like no ketchup on hot dogs or no gays. Trump gave a good speech about bringing God back, but then he also said, hey, they don't use the word Christmas because it's not politically correct. Well, guess what? We're saying Merry Christmas again. The crowd went wild. Who's they, first off? And second of all, boo. Not because I disagree with the sentiment, but because it's like seeing a sequel that just does the same movie over and over and over. We've seen this, Jackie Chan. There is no boogeyman who's on your street corner saying, don't say Merry Christmas. There's no Happy Holidays lobbyist in D.C. Most people don't say it because they recognize that not everybody celebrates Christmas. But they celebrate something, so for the sake of efficiency, we say, I don't know, Happy Holidays or whatever. And that's not a bad thing, right? Because at the core, Americans are great because we are open and polite. Novel concept. You could say Merry Christmas. I don't care. But I also think this is a made-up Fox News controversy that I don't really want my president involved in. Roll up the sleeves on other stuff. It's mid-October. Also, can we please just celebrate Halloween first? I'm sorry. My bad. I mean, happy last day of October first. President Trump is using his executive powers to take on big issues like the Iran nuclear deal, healthcare, and immigration, and he wants to force Congress to do something about him. It's been labeled that, as a high-stakes gamble, because if he loses, he'll have to own all of these executive orders. If he wins, he'll undeadlock a historically bad Congress. It's funny because Republicans got so angry when President Obama used his executive actions to address issues he promised his base. They said it was illegal and unconstitutional and must go through Congress. Now they say, well, Trump has to do it because Congress just won't act. Isn't that the same thing? But the one thing we can all agree on, Congress is the worst. Right? Amaya Pawar dropped out of the race for Illinois governor. He didn't have the cash. Because you don't need cash to be alderman. You just need a stencil to write your name on the sawhorses for the block parties. But the big question is, who is he going to endorse? Everyone not named Pritzker wants to be the progressive choice. So will it be Daniel Biss or will it be Chris Kennedy? Or will Bernie Sanders move to Schaumburg? There's still time. There's still time. I saw this on Facebook today. This is going to blow your mind. The shooting death of Dantrell Davis at Cabrini Green. That was 25 years ago today. Wow, what a terrible story. Remember that? That kid was 7 years old. Got caught in gang crossfire walking to school. I mean, you could really point to that shooting as the end of public housing as we know it. Ben Austin wrote a book about it. It's going to come up. I'm going to get him on the show. But it blows your mind like to think back to that. That was 25 years ago. Anyone who follows Chicago, been to Chicago, knows the news, how big of a moment that was. Not just here, but nationally. But here, we felt something. So, in weather, wow, it's mid-October. 74 degrees today. It feels like 90 in the old office. I think they turned the heat on. The heat's already on. Like we work in the Tribune Tower where they're like, nope, August. Hey, it's October 13. The manual says turn it on. It's seriously like 87 degrees today. In sports, how very un-Cub of the Cubs. Yesterday night will go a long way to erasing some of the negative voodoo around Cubs lore. Because you know that type of game, that kind of struggle to hold on? That's Leon Durham's glove. Or Will Clark, or Mark Pryor. All of that bubbled up in all of us last night. But a minor miracle, the Cubs refused to be the Cubs. Amazing. The Cubs beat the Washington Walgreens in 5 games, and they'll take on the Dodgers in a rematch of the NLCS. The Cubs' plane today was diverted to Albuquerque because of a sick passenger, so not an ideal start. But hey, the tarmac at the New Mexico airport, lovely this time of year. I'm sure they had a lot of fun just looking out at the tarmac. They said something like the plane was on the tarmac for 5 hours. I mean, even the Cubs can't get off the plane. Even the Cubs are like, oh, I demand another orange juice. Now the big question, who's going to start? Essentially, Joe Maddon had to trot out every single pitcher he had in the last 2 games. Will Quintana start? Lackey? Pitch a little batting practice maybe? What about a Kevin Tappany? See? Still on the roster? He should be. We could use him. Spot start from a Tappany or maybe a Mike Remlinger right now? Real strong. The Dodgers make quick work of the Diamondbacks. They've been waiting for almost a week for this matchup. And the Dodgers do hold the regular season advantage. And we won't have Miguel Montero to hit any bombs off the bench in Wrigley. But it's pretty awesome to be back in the NLCS, right? The Dodgers bring some newbies to the dance. Corey Bellinger is a rookie, and Yu Darvish, Alex Wood, now Dodgers shutdown starters. They still have Kershaw and Rich Hill. Ugh, Rich Hill. I really hope they throw Rich Hill every game. I don't buy the sweeping slow curve pitcher, right? That's like a low-rent knuckleballer. I said good day. All right, let's go. What a weekend. What a week lined up for next week at Wrigley Field. It's going to be awesome. What a perfect time to be a Bears quarterback coming off a Monday Night Football loss. The Bears and Trubisky have become the second fiddle story in this town, which is probably a great thing for all parties involved. Trubisky will start against the Ravens on Sunday. The Ravens are up to their old ways again with a defense that scores, but they're still mediocre. So it'll be interesting to see how Trubisky fares. You know the Bears are losing interest when the biggest football story is about what Mike Ditka says about race. Really? We don't have anything else to talk about? Tanner Gentry? He's, no? Oh, Ditka? Cool. Ditka. Hey, the Niners released inside linebacker Navarro Bowman today. Did you see that? He used to play for Vic Fangio, Pro Bowler. The Bears need an inside linebacker. I forget. Why do I even bring this up? You know they're not going to do it. We're good with who we have. When you watch Monday Night Football, John Gruden's like, I've never seen a guy not play inside linebacker the right way. This is the worst inside linebacker I've ever seen. No, we don't need it. We're good. John Fox will fix it. Also, wide receiver Marcus Wheaton won't play on Sunday. Oh, it's because of an injury, not because the dude took a ton of money in the offseason and has yet to catch a pass for the Bears? Cool. Tomato, tomato. Sure. The Blackhawks will welcome the Nashville Predators to the UC tomorrow night for a rematch of last year's playoff series. Predators. Every time I see that yellow, I think, oh, cool, they're showing minor league hockey again tonight. Well, that's a real team? Cool. And finally tonight, a man found an old lottery ticket in his shirt, and it turned out to be a winner worth $24 million. Are you kidding me? That's amazing. Wait, let's see. Hold on. Let me see what's in my shirt. Is this gas receipt worth anything? No. How about a Target coupon for 30 cents off my next cat food purchase? Oh, yeah? That's worth 30 cents? Yay! That's a carryout for Friday, October 13, 2017. Hey, it's Friday the 13th, so just remember, if you order the fries and they're old, hard, or soggy, not our fault. You're just unlucky. All right, coming up, Amy Dordick's going to be here for the Guess Some Download on Chicago Business. We're going to talk about effective sales, innovating the sales when it comes to business. I'm excited about this. I don't know much about it, but I've been reading up on it. It's a Download 720 WGN. Stay with us.